This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. America's top intelligence official has just declassified, then released, documents to argue the case that the government has the authority to tap into internet companies in the fight against terror. The move comes after the Washington Post reported that the National Security Agency has a program called PRISM to monitor Google, Facebook, Yahoo, Skype, Apple, Microsoft, and others. The companies deny knowledge and deny helping. The day before it came out, the government has a court order to get the phone records of millions of Verizon business customers. This may change the tenor of the summit between President Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping, which kicks off today in California. Hacking and the purloining of trade secrets, possibly by the Chinese military, was presumably going to come up. It's the first time the two leaders have met since Mr. Xi became president in March. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joins us from Shanghai. Hello, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So what do you think is at the top of the agenda?
Oh, there are a lot of things at the top. North Korea, cybersecurity, trade. But I think one of the most important things on this agenda is actually not even on the agenda, and that's getting to know each other. In the last 10 years, China's had a leader, Hu Jintao, who was never really that open about talking about the list of problems between the two countries. He was pretty robotic. So today, you know, here we have Xi Jinping, who's much more personable, more comfortable in his own skin, and seemingly more candid about what he's looking for in this relationship.
Okay, so if he's more easily read, give us a sense of what Mr. Xi might be looking for.
Right. You know, he's talking a lot about wanting a new kind of what he calls a great power relationship with the U.S. And what he means by this is cultivating a relationship that'll avoid this historical pattern of a rising global power coming into conflict with an established one. And the first step in a relationship like that is for the established power, the U.S., to treat the rising one as an equal. I spoke to UC Irvine Chinese history professor Jeffrey Wasserstrom about this, and he told me that Xi has more to gain from this summit than Obama does.
Obama would need something pragmatic, I think, to come out of the summit to gain from it, and it's unlikely to be anything very pragmatic, whereas Xi will benefit simply from this being a further acknowledgement of how seriously the world is taking China.
And so he says likely won't be anything pragmatic to come from the summit, so maybe we should reset expectations.
Well, I do think there are many points of common ground between the U.S. and China. For example, Xi Jinping has made it clear that China needs to reform its economy, shifting more money from the state to the private sector, pushing more Chinese into the consumer class. And that's definitely in the best interests of U.S. companies who want to sell to the Chinese. On the U.S. side, Xi will probably ask Obama to make it easier for Chinese companies to sell products to Americans, because every time Chinese companies want to invest in the U.S., a lot of times members of Congress act like the sky's falling. So these are issues that I think in the short term, the two sides can realistically move forward on.
All right. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz joining us from Shanghai. Thank you.
Thanks, David.